This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Public health officials say coronavirus is spreading at rates not seen since the spring in Colorado. CPR's John Daly says the governor and health officials are concerned about hospitals becoming overwhelmed as soon as next month.
But look, this can be avoided, they say, if communities, families, and individuals really abide by public health guidelines on mask wearing, social distancing, and they're strongly urging really limiting gatherings severely. Who you see, who you hang out with, especially indoors.
The number of COVID hospitalizations is at the highest level in months, and the percentage of positive tests is also high. Snow and rain are forecast for parts of the state this weekend. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas says that'll be good news after another week in drought-stricken Colorado.
The October snowstorm helped halt the state's worsening drought conditions, but there's been little precipitation since, and the U.S. Drought Monitor shows that exceptional drought, the worst category, is now affecting a quarter of the state. Some ski resorts like Arapahoe Basin haven't confirmed opening dates because dry conditions mean less water for snowmaking.
The Colorado Rapids are headed to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years after clinching a spot last night in Portland. The Rapids conclude the regular season, their season on Sunday in Houston. 74 degrees with sunshine in Denver, 60 and sunny for Vail, 63 sunny for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.